It's time for Real Estate Now with the Carandy and Dunn team of Keller Williams Realty, Eugene and Springfield. Your hosts, Jennifer Carandy and Catherine Dunn, are sisters, realtors, and one of the top teams in Lane County. You may know them from their popular How to Sell Your Home seminars. Now, let's talk real estate here on News Talk 590 KUGN.
Hi, I'm Jennifer Carandy.
And I'm Catherine Dunn. Today's question is, I'm thinking of selling my house. What's the first thing I should do?
Well, there are three important first steps that you can take to get started. And during the last two shows, we discussed the first two steps. And by the way, if you missed those shows, you can find them on EugeneRealEstateNow.com. So to review, we first recommended attending our free seminar on how to sell your home so you can find out what you can do to get the highest price. And secondly, we recommended getting a free home valuation or market analysis so you can get an idea of what your home could sell for, as well as get advice on how to prepare your home for sale. Now, those are two really great steps to take, but there's also a third step that you can take, and we're going to talk about that today.
And that third step is to get your financing in order. You want to get all your ducks in a row before you put your house on the market because you want to make sure you know how much you can pay for your next place and what the cost will be. For example, if you're planning to buy or build a home and you're going to need financing to do that, you'll want to meet with a mortgage broker to get pre-approved for financing up front. And that way you can understand how much you can afford to spend on a house, what the interest rates would be, how much down payment you'll need, all to get your finances ready to go.
When you meet with your mortgage broker, you'll want to go to your meeting armed with all the documents your loan officer is going to need. And those documents include your latest mortgage statement, your current pay stub, tax returns and W-2s for the past 2 years, and then your most recent bank and brokerage statements.
Your loan officer will also want to know how much you think your home would sell for, and that's why it's best to have a home valuation done before you meet with your loan officer.
If you don't need financing because you plan to pay with cash, either directly from your bank account or with the proceeds from the sale of your home, you may want to talk to your financial advisor or CPA to figure out where your cash will come from and whether it's better to take out a loan or withdraw money from one of your accounts.
And if it's coming from one of your bank accounts, you'll also want to find out how long it'll take to access those funds. For example, if you'll be drawing money from a brokerage account, it can sometimes take several days from the time you request the withdrawal until the time you actually receive it. So understand what the process is and how much time you'll need to allow.
We also recommend that you ask your loan officer if you have the ability to buy your next home without selling your current one. Even if you don't think you want to, it's good to know if you can because you never know. You may find the perfect house before your house sells, and that would give you the option of being able to write an offer to buy your dream home.
Well, that's our three-part series on what you can do to get started with selling your home. To sum it up, the three steps are to attend a free seminar on how to sell your home for the highest price, schedule a free home valuation, and get your financing in order. If you'd like help or want to know more, you can find us at EugeneRealEstateNow.com.
That's EugeneRealEstateNow.com. That's all the time we have for today. We'll talk to you next week.
And that was Real Estate Now. Jennifer and Catherine want your questions to air on future shows, so visit EugeneRealEstateNow.com to submit your questions. That's EugeneRealEstateNow.com. Then join us Tuesdays at 7:15 a.m. for more Real Estate Now here on News Talk 590 KUGN.